All right, so hearing none, you do have a chance to check in later on at the end of this net if you'd like. So I'm going to go over to the intelligence brief and read that. It does come out again tomorrow, and if you want to be on the email list, you can email me at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. So I'll read the brief and know that this is all going to change tomorrow, but some of it still applies for today. Stand by. All right, this brief came out through Amron Intelligence for Monday, December 8th, which was last Monday. And then I'm going to give a couple updates in my comments here for this week. So the current precedence is routine. Current AMCON level is 4. The first source is ICIT Open Ed Rating B1, Securing America's Ports, Hidden Maritime Security Threats from Foreign-Owned and Operated Technology. Stand by. Foreign manufactured equipment can introduce vulnerabilities through unauthorized modifications and installations, such as cellular modems added to cranes, creating backdoor pathways that can be exploited for espionage and sabotage. These risks are compounded by reoccurring weaknesses in maritime operation or technology environments, end-of-life operating systems that are unpatched, weak password policies, and broad use of privileged accounts. Those are the most common environments for this backdoor entrance. In critical infrastructure, such conditions turn simple routine connectivity into an attack surface. Stand by. My intel, this is my comments on this wire. My intel sources have brought forth evidence of real cyber danger, not only in our own country, but in the entire world, by actors of every level in, imaginable, in preparation for anything that may come our way. And as always, and now more than ever, I encourage our communities and local families to verify the following big six items this week, keeping community connections in mind. And this is in preparation for what may happen in grid down, internet down, resources and things we need to do. So here are the six things I'd like you to focus on. Stand by. Number one is the tank. Keep your vehicle fuel tanks above half full at all times. If pumps go offline, you will want to be mobile if needed. Number two is the pantry. Verify you have at least 2 weeks, but I prefer 6 months, of shelf-stable food and water on hand. Winter storms or logistic glitches can empty shelves quickly. So this is food, water, sanitation items, things you may need. Number three is the wallet. Stand by. Remember that cash is king, even if temporarily, when the card readers are down. Keep small bills on hand for local trade. Number four is power and communications. Check your batteries, keep them charged, including your handhelds. Ensure your family knows the plan if the cell and radio towers get congested or shut down. Have backup power, but be careful not to draw unwanted attention to yourselves. Number five is meds.